This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Illusionoid.
Astron is a guy.
Yeah. He wears just a belt.
Just a belt.
Giants can be hand models.
Yeah. He's your dad. You know that.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
we
it.
Think he is. Yeah.
So now
it's
time to do part two.
We're gonna move on to part two, but let's
add one more suggestion.
Absolutely. So we need something now that is object that you might find lying around your house. Something anything.
Sneakers,
guitar,
slinky,
a needle.
Oh, your house is
good
rough.
For drugs.
What did you guys hear first?
Guitar or Slinky? I can't remember.
All right. We'll take guitar. So guitar will figure prominently into part two of The Juggler of Asteroids. And who gave us that suggestion? Who gave us the suggestion of guitar just now?
Me.
Where was that?
Is
it, show of hands. Where is it? Was it you over there?
You won a prize.
Yes, you won a prize.
We went to a Amoeba Music today.
Yeah, come on here.
Because your city is awesome. We walked all around it today.
Yeah, we did.
And we picked you up a $1 record.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Longinus Symphonette Society proudly presents Volume 2 of the Remember the Golden Days of Radio, narrated by Jack Benny and Frank Knight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a record player?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, fantastic. You have a record player. Star Trek 5 on Laserdisc, also for a dollar.
Yeah. I wanted to get it, but they didn't have the one with the whales in San Francisco.
No.
All right. It's time for part two of the Asteroid Juggler.
When we last left our Asteroid Juggler, he was in the clutches of Asteron in the tractor beam with his sassy robot on the way to save a giant's planet from being bombarded by asteroids. How the hell is this going to make sense? Let's find out.
Asteron is my father! How am I supposed to kill an immortal man who's also my father? I'm so conflicted, Sasquatch 423.
Yes, I upgraded since the last time.
I don't know, man. What are you going to do?
It's much sassier. I guess the only plan at this point is to allow ourselves to be brought into his midst, and I guess it's time for me to face my father face to face.
Nice. Well, it's going to be hard with this just wearing a belt with balls hanging out like that.
He's my dad, right? I'm not looking at his balls.
You already did, bro. I
can't unsee it.
Your call channel was open. I heard that entire conversation.
Son of a bitch.
My citadel is located on the largest of that asteroid belt. Come, John. Bring your Sasquatch, Big 423. Join me in my citadel and see what I have to offer you.
He's blinked off the screen. He's asking you to come, but yet dragging you there with a tractor beam.
So manipulative. Why can't you just let me make my own choices?
Typical dad bullshit, bro.
Already? You just met him?
I don't know. Oh, here we are. We've landed. I'll open the door. Here we go.
I'm bringing it.
It's an old ship.
It is. I built it myself.
Out of scraps?
Yes! Helicopter blades and doors. That's it?
All right, well.
You can exit any point you like.
This pretty shitty airlock. I'll just shut the door, I guess.
We survived. I hope you got a key.
Oh, how will we ever get in a cracked wooden door?
Hey, Sasquatch! Enough! Boy!
You
helped once yet, other than just shitting on me?
I'm here
Asteron. State your name.
My name's John 14.
John 14.
I'm Sasbot.
Sasbot.
I've been shot!
why did you do that?
Synthetic life forms aren't allowed in the Citadel. Yammering away on that rock in the distance.
Oh, man! It separated my head from my body! How am I gonna get a head in life?
Oh, man, that was a good one.
All right. I guess my better judgment, I'm bringing you Sasbot.
Yeah!
John 14, state the passcode for entry.
May I enter?
Incorrect.
You know it! He's your father! Just think, you know it.
Search my feelings. Search my past. Living on that planet. Moving away. Joining the moon base. Guitar!
Correct.
Okay.
Before you progress, please disrobe. You must be completely ionized in order to remove any space parasites you may have inhabiting the folds of your flesh.
It's going to take a while.
I have time.
Zip. My clothes are made entirely of zippers, so just give me a second here. You know what? It's also a tearaway.
Oh.
And back!
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, stand by. For irradiation, this might be a little painful.
Oh, he's using a vortex!
Oh, my God!
Electric vortex, I've seen one of those before!
All right, your scans show that you are completely parasite-free. You may proceed.
Thank you. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Asteron.
What? You just fooled us into thinking you were a common guard?
Absolutely.
Of course, shot me and blew my head off?
Yes! You've all seen The Wizard of Oz, haven't you?
I should have known.
It was an ancient film.
Gosh, yes, it was.
Just wearing a belt.
After civilization was destroyed throughout the quadrant that you call the Milky Way, all that remained was a Blu-ray edition of Wizard of Oz. I, the immortal Asteron, was cruising through the debris left by your interstellar mishappenstance. That's right, I coined that. And I found that Blu-ray, employing the technology that was left to me by the race of immortals before me, that I destroyed.
Wow!
Yes, hold on a second. I decoded that Blu-ray, and I decided to recreate the world on this planet.
Look around you, head of Sasbot.
I can't unless you turn it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, look at all of that.
Around. 360 degree. Yeah.
So the walls are made of yellow bricks.
That's correct.
Flying monkeys just littering the sky.
Yes. Watch that. They defecated Will.
Ow.
Yes. I need to get them some more rubbish.
Prunes are good.
Prunes. Yeah, yes. Good. All right. There were no prunes in the movie.
You only took what was in the movie and created this.
Absolutely.
Let me just guess. This is the only world you want to exist in the universe. You want to destroy the rest with asteroids so that your perfect vision of utopia can stand alone.
It's like you read the liner notes of my mind.
It's like they were always in my ears.
He's your dad.
I'm trying to hold it here.
That is why
they turn me away. All right, you know what? Upside down and away.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want you to be with me here, John 14. By my side, you, the Wicked Witch of the West, my Glinda. I know that's weird, but I like women's clothing.
You're only wearing a belt.
It's a woman's belt.
What's that? I gotta turn you around.
Yeah, it's a woman's belt.
Hey, don't
it hurt?
Yeah. All right, you got it. That's not cool at all.
That has no impact on me.
because that's not like a sassy comment, because I said it was a woman's belt to begin with.
All right, let's see what he's got.
I was just going to tell him to go fuck himself.
For that, I'm high flatting your face. Flat.
Ow.
And so, you can ask me to rule this Oz planet beside you.
Yes.
I'm not going to, Father.
How can you refuse?
Because there's a planet of giants out there with beautiful hands. And if we destroy them, and if we destroy other planets after them, then you misunderstand the central message of the Wizard of Oz.
Could that be? I'm immortal. My mind encompasses all things in all realities at all times. What have I overlooked?
I'm just trying to remember the song.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
There's no place like home.
Do you hear that, Father?
Yes.
There's no place like home. And soon there will be no home at all for the denizens of this space we call space.
Home. Of course.
Your own wife, my mother, you took her home.
I wasn't married to her. It was a thing. We had a thing.
A bastard.
Yeah, you're a bastard.
I'll say.
That's fine.
Well, you've made me see the error of my ways. The prodigal son has returned and shown his immortal father what he has done wrong. John.
It's John 14.
John 14, I need you to kill me, to end me, to put me out of this misery I created for myself.
Well, it's time to kill you. I set the alert.
This is preordained.
I follow a strict set of rules, and I have a specific set of skills with my hands.
I know exactly what they are.
I have to juggle you.
You need to juggle more than just me. You need to juggle my balls.
I hope you're talking with the asteroids that are all over the place that he's sending place. Not his actual
balls. He's talking about his balls.
That's your dad, bro.
Talking about your balls?
Of course I'm talking about my balls. And now it's no big feat to juggle two of them.
How does an immortal man kill an immortal? Unless, Sasquatch, I'm half immortal?
You've seen it. You are John 14. You're half immortal. You need to juggle my two balls in the head of Sasquatch.
I was supposed to.
Do it!
Get over here, Sasquatch.
Here.
You go first. You go first, Sasquatch. And now, one ball at a time, man.
You stopped Asteron from sending asteroids all over the galaxy and destroying people's homes.
Look at his views. Look at his view screen.
Oh, it's a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah, asteroids, the world.
It's a beautiful rainbow. It is beautiful. Where once there were trajectories of asteroids headed for planets, it's just been replaced by an enchanting rainbow.
And somewhere over that rainbow.
That's the song I was trying to think of.
I know. Somewhere over that rainbow, dreams come true, and yours did.
Perhaps in his dying embers of life, Father grasped the message of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you grasped his ball.
Sasquatch! Everybody who has here.
Flick it last night? Or
thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.